This is Money Talk.
Our money is your money. We print it for you to use.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters for 25 years. Now, Bob Brinker.
It is America's Money Program, Money Talk, coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. And it's great to have you with us on Money Talk, where we talk about how you can become your own personal financial manager and take charge of your personal financial future. We are going to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, in New Hope, PA. Robert, welcome.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
Great, great. Long-time listener and newsletter subscriber. We were fortunate enough, my spouse and I, to inherit some money, essentially doubling our net worth. And the question is, we had about 32% in equities and stocks, and now about 16%, 15%. We're looking portfolio three. The large sum of money, we're just wondering, should we dollar cost average into the fixed portion and stock portion, or lump sum into the fixed income portion of portfolio three and the stock portion?
I'm comfortable buying the fixed income portion. I would dollar cost average into the equity portion, given the level of the market. I would dollar cost average into the equity portion.
Okay, lump sum into the fixed.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Thanks for your help over the years, and we certainly will do that.
Let's get Elizabeth on the line, listening to the great KCMO Radio Kansas City. Welcome to Money Talk.
Hi. I have a question. I would like to know if you have some recommendations on basic books on money basics. I'm a college graduate. I just have a blank place where I should know money issues, and I don't.
Well, I'll tell you where I would start. I would start on the recommended reading list at bobbrinker.com. We have dozens of great titles there. Let me give you an example of a great place to start to learn about investing, and that would be a book that we've recommended for years from someone who's been a guest on more than one occasion on Money Talk, John Bogle, B-O-G-L-E. And he wrote a book years ago called Common Sense on Mutual Funds. That book you will find on the recommended reading list in the book section at bobbrinker.com. And many topics in that book would be right up at the top of the list that are very important topics to understand right out of the gate. And I would strongly recommend that book to you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Okay. Bye.
Good to hear from Kansas City. John Bogle has done a lot of good for investors. He co-founded the Vanguard Group in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, many, many years ago. And he has preached many of the things we have talked about on Money Talk over the years, including diversification, including keeping your expenses low. And these are very, very key topics, diversification, keeping your expenses low. And he's also been instrumental in starting the indexing of funds. We've talked about it so much on the program, and in all of our equity model portfolios, we include indexing as part of our investment approach. And indexing inherently in the broad indexes provide you with low expenses, provide you with broad diversification. It's been a critical component of our approach to investing going all the way back. And so John Bogle has been a major contributor to the pool of investment knowledge, helping people to understand more about good ways to invest. And we salute him for that. And we've always been delighted when he has graciously appeared before our Money Talk microphones for the benefit of our listeners. For information on my investment letter, Bob Brinker's Market Timer Investment Letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary back issue. Very easy to do. Just go to bobbrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature. That's all there is to it. And we are going to Charleston, South Carolina. Nick, welcome.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. What's up?
I was wondering if you held in the same high regard closed-end funds as you do index and mutual funds.
I have no problem with closed-end funds as long as you know what you're doing. You have to understand that you never buy a closed-end fund on the initial public offering, because on the initial public offering, the sales commission comes right out of the price. Let me give you an example. Let's take a fund that has a 5% sales commission embedded in its IPO. Talking about a closed-end fund. So they go out at $25 a share, and guess what? $1.25 commission is built into the price. You're paying it when you buy the IPO, so your net asset value on day one is $23.75, down 5%. In other words, when you buy a closed-end fund on the IPO with a 5% embedded commission, which is typical, you are down 5% on day one for sure. Barry's with us in Richmond. Hello, Barry. Barry, it's your turn.
Hello, Bob. Thank you for taking my call.
Good.
I'm a longtime subscriber and listener.
Thank you.
You have reached critical mass, and I have a sailboat, and I'm going to sail off into the sunset.
Since we talk about critical mass, tell our listeners what it means, not just for your trip, but what it means to your life to live in the land of critical mass. Share what it's like with our listeners so they can appreciate what it is.
Well, I worked hard all my life, and as I said, because of you, I'm there. I'm financially stable. As I tell some of my friends, I don't owe anybody any money, and the police aren't chasing me.
Well, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. Okay, so what's your
question? Go ahead.
What is your question?
My question is, I'm going to be gone for about a year and pretty much incommunicado during that time, primarily by choice. I have a substantial amount of money already with Vanguard, and wanted to leave $1 million with Vanguard while I was gone. My thought on the matter, to be safe, would be put everything into a prime money market fund, and because of it's tied to the Treasury, and that should stay the same during the time I'm gone.
Now, where are you going on this trip?
I'm just heading west into the sunset from San Francisco through French Polynesia and as far around as I could get.
You going by yourself?
Shorthanded, probably myself and another person. You don't need that many people anymore. Satellite tells you where you are, and the autopilot runs the boat.
What kind of rig are you going to go out in?
41-foot sloop.
Now, tell me this. When it gets really rough out there, how do you deal with that?
Well, if reducing sail doesn't do it, then you go bare poles and run with it with a sea anchor out. Weather right now comes in off the satellite right onto the laptop, so we will be going extra distance just to avoid those kind of conditions.
Is it always possible with that technology? Is it always possible to outrun a severe storm?
You typically, if you read the weather charts correctly, you have sufficient time to navigate around most of the things like super typhoons in Japan, in the Sea of Japan, and you plan your trip around these events. I would leave here in somewhere around February so that I would be in the southern hemisphere by winter. And continue on. I'm sorry, I would leave in December and be down there, for summertime.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned having the anchor down. What's the point of having the anchor down?
Well, it's a sea anchor, which is like a drogue or a large parachute behind the back of the boat, and keeps the boat square to the waves and makes the boat ride a little better.
I've often wondered about this because, you know this better than I, but there's a lot of stuff floating around in the Pacific Ocean. A lot of stuff. Logs, pieces of wood, stuff that's not good to run into. Does that pose a hazard?
It does to a great degree. Primarily at speed, if you're really, you're moving 10 to 20 miles an hour through the ocean and you're not paying attention, you could hit something. They've just come out with some forward scanning sonar now, and I'm thinking that's just in the last couple of years, and I'm thinking that into incorporating it into the boat. Between that and 24 mile radar, which is on all the time and will alarm if anybody's around you, you can be quite comfortable down below. Get some reading done.
In answer to your question, Barry, and I wish you a good trip, safe trip. In answer to your question.
Thank you.
You really have to decide for yourself. This, of course, is completely detached from my investment opinion because the only way that you and I would be aligned would be if I were saying today, take all of your money, put it in a money market fund, and keep it there for a year. Well, that's, of course, is not what I'm saying today. That is not my recommendation today. And so since that's the case, you are completely detached from my investment approach at this point. Therefore, what I would say to you is, what you need to do is something that makes you comfortable.
I understand. I would not be losing any money. I wouldn't be making any money in a prime money market fund, but true or false, I would not be losing any money as a result of it. At least the sum total that I would put in there would still be there when I get back.
The thing that you'd be losing would be real purchasing power, but the good news for you is inflation's now probably as low as it's ever been in your lifetime. In fact, the year-over-year rate of inflation as measured by the Consumer Price Index right now is less than 1%, and that is in your favor. More to come. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella's my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called DinoVite.
DinoVite .com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a DinoVite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
When you're investing, you always try your best, but sometimes you make mistakes, and that's okay because you can get better. And the same goes for your credit. By enrolling in Experian Credit Works, you get all the tools and personal support you need to help you understand and manage your credit. Because credit isn't just a score, it's a skill. So start your trial today at Experian.com and be better at credit at Experian.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is a place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in-store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive, and he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dinovite, and Lickochops. Shops, his omega-3 supplement on dinovite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime, and his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dinovite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to dinovite.com.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
This is Money Talk.
Mark's on the line in Albany. Hey, Mark, welcome.
I've listened to you for, it has to be 20 years. I'm a prescriber to your newsletter. My problem, somewhat of a problem, I'm 62. And I'm making a judgment between taking some money out of my IRA, which I would have to pay taxes, or I would start taking Social Security.
Wow. Well, you know, how much are we talking about here that you have in your tax-deferred accounts?
I know it's a little short. I have a $1.7
million. $1.7 million. Wow. That's a nice position to be in.
And I live on about $40,000 after taxes.
I don't have any problem with you. So how much would you have to take out?
It's only $1,000 a month, which is basically
this whole business the whole business of longevity, Social Security decisions. These are the things you need to know. There's no way to just dial up your longevity. It's not available. We don't know. Only the big guy in the sky knows your longevity. Nobody else that I know of. So bottom line in all of this would be, you go with what you have, right? Here's what you know. You know that for every year you delay taking Social Security, your future annual payout goes up by more than 7%. That's a lot of increase. You know that. For every year you delay it, it goes up by that much. So that's one thing you know. Another thing you know is that trying to predict your longevity, which is a big part of this decision, is one of the most difficult things to attempt. In fact, there's no way to do it with any certainty. The best that I know is that the people who are in the medical profession say, and they've done studies on it, that one of the most difficult things to do with accuracy is to predict longevity. So I take the science for what it is. As far as trying to make any kind of a judgment, I think it comes down to what I said earlier. If you've been a non-smoker all your life, especially the last 20 years, and you were never a heavy smoker, even in that case. That's just my opinion. If you take care of yourself personally, and if you have good family genes, a lot of close relatives have lived to longevity. If you have all of those things, then you consider, okay, am I going to roll the dice here and wait until later to get more if I'm around to collect it. That's what it comes down to, Mark.
Okay.
Sounds all right.
Good to me. Yep. Hey, I have one question.
Sure.
And it may be...
No, you already asked one question.
Okay.
You have a second question.
Second question.
All right.
Would you recommend the fact that I do have $1.7 million and I only live on $40,000 to $50,000 a year, have any of the money from an IRA go into a Roth IRA and pay the taxes early due to the fact that it could grow quite a lot in the next...
Well, Uncle Sam would love you to do that because...
Oh, I know they would, and I
know
what
they saying. Would rather have the money now than maybe later. I think this is a very, very tough decision to make because the bottom line on this decision is paying a tax now that you could postpone for a long, long time.
Right.
So then you have present value issues that come into play. Personally, at your age, in your situation, you're already at critical mass. I'm disinclined to do it. I guess the only case you could make would be, well, I could take this amount and have it in the minimum tax bracket and only have to pay 15. But that's not really true anyway, because wouldn't you have to pay the 9% ARGN also?
Yeah.
So now you're up to, well, what's your marginal bracket anyway at the federal level?
I'm at 15.
Level? So you'd be at 24. Wouldn't you have to pay ARGN?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I'd have to pay ARGN.
Yeah, and ARGN is notorious for one of the highest state income tax rates in the country. I believe it's close to 9%, isn't it?
It is, but
and it gets up there real quick. Gets up there real quick too. So if that means you'd have to pay, of course you would. You'd have to pay 24% instead of deferring it in your case up to another 9 years. I don't think I'd do it, but the only argument you could make would be either to help the government balance its budget. If that's your priority, or if you made the argument that, you know, 24% is better than you're going to have to pay down the road, and it probably isn't. So I think it's a tough case to make.
Okay. Well, listen, right. I want to thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Always great to hear from Albany in the great state of Oregon, not Albany in the great state of New York, where we're also, of course, hurt. But that one was from Oregon. More to come. This is Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have 3 dogs, golden retrievers. And I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time, so now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food, and their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey there, what's the frequency?
790.
And the letters?
KABC.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1... Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
I'm business analyst Jill Schlesinger with a small business success story sponsored by the U.S. Postal Service. Stitch Fix offers clothing and accessories for women on the go, selected by personal stylists and delivered right to your door. Chief Operating Officer Julie Bornstein says, "Our entire business is centered on making shopping more convenient, so it was vital to select a shipping provider that could provide that level of service." Julie knows that when you rely on the U.S. Postal Service, your business becomes their business. The U.S. Postal Service, priority you.
Why should you trust in the U.S. Postal Service to deliver for your business? Because when you ship with us, your business becomes our business. Whether you have 3 employees or 300, you'll have a nationwide fleet of delivery trucks working for you. We make more e-commerce deliveries to homes than anyone else in the country. See what we can do for you at usps.com/4business. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and LeVette wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with 4 legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dinovite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite.
Dinovite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite for life.
Dinovite.com.
This is Money Talk.
America's Money Program, Money Talk. Bob Brinker along with you. Thank you for joining us. Let's get Robert on the line in Peoria. Hello, Robert.
My name is Robert from Peoria. Question has to do with Social Security. I'm retired, and my wife is not yet retired. We're about 5 years apart. We don't really need the income, so I haven't taken my Social Security yet. My question deals with when should I take Social Security? How do I? What are some of the considerations of waiting till 70 years old so I get more? But you know, what happens if I die earlier than expected?
If you die tonight, then you didn't get it. The bottom line is that you do want to make a judgment, but it's a very difficult judgment to make about your longevity. It's a lot easier to make if you've been a smoker or stuff like that. I mean, then you know that you're taking a risk. But if you have not been a smoker, if you take care of yourself, if you have good family genes, then you roll the dice. Some people will roll the dice and say, you know what, I'll wait till I max out in that 70th year before I take it because I figure I'm going to be able to take it for a long time and come out ahead at the end of the day. Because as you know, you get a nice increase every year you wait up to the maximum year. You're getting an increase in annual future payout of over 7% a year. It's going up by over 7% a year as you're waiting. So a person that has not smoked, a person that takes care of themselves, a person that has good family genes might roll the dice and say, you know what, I'm going to wait till the max out because I think I have a good shot. Somebody else that does not think their shot is very good at having longevity, they might want to take it earlier.
My thought was that I needed to live about 11 years past 70 to break
even. Yeah, that, you have to live quite a while to break even, and that's why it's a roll of the dice no matter what you do, because anybody will tell you that in a profession, will tell you that in the medical profession, will tell you that trying to predict longevity, it's a very, very difficult thing to do. There are so many variables and so many uncertainties that enter the picture on longevity. But if you want to roll the dice, I think you want to have the things that I mentioned in your favor.
But, Bob, one last thing is if I would die before my wife and she gets, if my Social Security is higher than hers, she would get my Social Security. So there is some benefit of waiting?
Well, whatever the math tells you on that. Are you close on yours?
I'm at 67, so I've got three more years to keep rolling the dice.
You might want to do the math on that question with reference to survivor benefit. You might want to do the math on that and check with Social Security to see what the arithmetic is before you make a decision on that one. Money Talk comes your way each and every weekend talking about subjects financial. We do appreciate the company. And Donna is with us in Pittsburgh. Hello, Donna.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Oh, thank you so much. I was wondering what you think about holding emergency market bonds for income, thinking of these as a very long-time hold.
All right, you mentioned a bond I've never heard of, an emergency market bond. What is that?
Emerging.
Okay, emerging market bond. Well, I think you're going to see volatility if you're owning things like that because they're all over the map.
Right, but I'm looking at them for long-term and from the income context.
You know what? I'm not recommending emerging market bonds right now, so I'm probably not your best witness on what you should do with emerging market bonds that you already own. I don't own them, and I don't recommend them at this time. So I think it probably would be wrong for me to give you a recommendation that I would not take myself or that I would not give to somebody else, other than to say I think in the emerging market you're going to continue to see a lot of volatility in that bond market sector. And I don't see any reason for that to change right now with what's going on from a global perspective. Thank you, Donna. Let's get out to Louisiana. Bill, welcome to Money Talk.
You doing today?
Doing well. What's up?
I have a question about my asset allocation. I've been listening to you for a good many years and fortunate enough to be in 70, and my wife and I have accumulated a large sum over the years listening to you. And fortunately, we do not need the money. So I'm looking at what we should do in the future. About two-thirds of what we have is tax-deferred still. And I'm thinking that I could be in the area of 60-40 equities to bonds. And I'm just wondering if that's a little bit too aggressive in at that age group. Especially, you know, my wife and I were really lucky that we probably would not need anything for at least 10 years minimum.
So well, frankly,
I'm
perfectly fine at 50-50. I mean, I don't see any reason to stretch it out to 60. I mean, one thing you could do that's very obvious is you could increase your spending and giving.
Right, and we plan on doing some of that.
That's what I would do. I would go 50-50 and increase your outgo.
Okay, well, I certainly appreciate your advice and everything, and I've learned a lot from you over the years.
Congratulations, Bill, on a job well done. Yes, indeed. That's one of the joys of being in that position where you can increase your spending, increase your giving program, and what a wonderful position to be in. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Let's get Jay on the line in Illinois. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Welcome.
Welcome.
What is in your mind, sir? You reached Money Talk. Did you get the right number?
Yes, I did.
Excellent. You're on Money Talk.
Been listening to your show for years. It's great.
Thank you.
So
Thank you.
My question is, if you've got a taxable basis in your IRA account and a regular IRA account, and you reach the age of 59 and a half, would it make sense to take that money out because it wouldn't be taxed and put it in a regular investment account based on the program that you will be, if you leave it in the IRA and it continues to grow, you'll be taxed at a higher rate when you take it out versus if you put it in a taxable account now, if it's capital gains or dividends, it would be taxed at a lower rate.
Well, wouldn't you have to pay taxes on anything you took out?
Not on the IRA basis number, which is the...
Well, that's not my understanding. Maybe you're going to teach me something here. My understanding is that the money you take out of your IRA is coming out. We're talking about a traditional IRA account, comes out as ordinary income, right?
Well, no, not if you filed your tax form every year. It's form 8606, and that tracks your basis so that when you take that money out, because you've already paid taxes on it. Okay, these are money put in that was not deductible.
Oh, okay. So this is not traditional IRA contributions. This is something different.
It would be money put into an IRA that you've already been taxed on.
Okay, so you'd be able to take it under these terms. You'd be able to take it out tax free. Is that right?
You're correct. At 59 and a half.
So why take it out? If it's tax free, why take it out?
Well, theoretically, if you take it out, if you leave it in, and let's just say it grows, then when you take it out, it's over and above your basis, so you're going to pay ordinary income tax rate on it. But if you take it out and you put it in just a regular, dividend account, the growth would only be taxed at the dividend rate. It wouldn't be taxed at the ordinary income rate.
So give me a reason why you would not take it out.
Well, that's why I was calling you. I guess the reason why you would... I don't know a reason why you would not take it out, unless there was, something that's why I'm asking the question, to me, if you take it out and you put it in a regular investment account and you're getting capital gains and dividends, that's a lower tax rate than ordinary income. And if you can do that at 59 and a half, you probably should do it, unless there is some reason why you shouldn't do it.
Well, the way you're phrasing the question is that this ability to take this money out tax-free would go away if you didn't do it. That's what you're saying.
Well, it would. I mean, you could always, I guess until you die, you could always take it out tax-free because that's what your basis is. But if you leave it in the IRA and it grows, all of that growth, you would be taxed at as ordinary income when you take it out. But if you transfer it out of the IRA and put it into a taxable account, then it's only taxed at the dividend rate or the capital gains rate.
I'd run this by a CPA or an enrolled agent to make sure that what you're saying is accurate. But if it is accurate, certainly something that you could look at. I'd do it with the blessing of a CPA or an enrolled agent, though, to make sure, because unfortunately, the tax code on these issues can get extremely complex. I don't want you to make a mistake on this. So I think it's worth double checking, but if what you say is true, it makes some sense. More to come. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Did you know the flu shot takes up to 2 weeks to take effect? That's why I'm getting my flu shot now, so I can outsmart the flu before there's an outbreak. At Walgreens, your flu shot even helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Get a shot, give a shot. Doubly smart. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2017, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get a shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
When you're investing, you always try your best, but sometimes you make mistakes, and that's okay because you can get better. And the same goes for your credit. By enrolling in Experian Credit Works, you get all the tools and personal support you need to help you understand and manage your credit. Because credit isn't just a score, it's a skill. So start your trial today at Experian.com and be better at credit at Experian.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Next spring, I want my lawn to be the best lawn on the block.
I told Anthony if he wants the best lawn, he's going to have to start preparing this fall with Scott's Turf Builder.
Ace is the place that's two seasons ahead. Spoiler alert, the lawn ends up looking great.
Now through Labor Day, get up to $5 in instant savings on select Scott's lawn food. Ace Rewards members save instantly in store. Selection varies by region. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive, and he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, Dynovite, and Lickochops, his omega-3 supplement, on Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime, and his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynovite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynovite and Lickochops. His omega-3 supplement on Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
I've got my ground beef, the Dynovite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dinovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Money Talk.
Rob is with us in Michigan. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome.
I've listened to you for years. My question, again, it keeps popping up. As I go through time with this gold and silver and having that as a hedge in your portfolio against the currency, which our stocks and bonds are, you know, are in with the U.S. currency. And I just want your thoughts on that again. You've never seemed to be that strong on that holding gold and silver, but I just like to hear it again because I'm once again approached and once again thinking about this.
Well, as I say, gold is a speculation. It has, from my point of view, it has no intrinsic value at all other than its speculative value, which means it's what people are willing to pay for it. Now, you have to understand one of the reasons that there's so much of a push to buy gold, you're always hearing buy gold, buy gold, buy gold, regardless of where it is in price. And I think the reason that that happens is because it's unregulated. Anytime you have something that's unregulated, it's Katie bar the door. And okay. So since there's no regulation on recommending gold, you'll sometimes just see a tsunami of recommendations, regardless of price, on gold. Now, you know, I think it's the ultimate greater fool issue, a security asset, if you will, because absent intrinsic value, it's a pure speculation on what people are willing to pay for it.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the last pitch I had to me was, Rob, you know, just put that as part of your portfolio as an insurance. It doesn't matter if it gains value or not, because I looked at it a while back. It's an insurance policy because it's currency free. It's, you know, you could use it in anywhere across the world. But your thoughts on that again?
Well, I mean, yeah, look, let's put that in context, right? I mean, if you and I were having this conversation on how to escape from North Korea, and we had a few assets that we had managed to squirrel together, which is a very hard thing to do in North Korea because a lot of the people there cannot afford to buy food. But if you had some assets, you were trying to escape over the border from North Korea and get out from under Kim Jong-un and his arguably insane leadership, I would say that, yeah, I mean, you could get some gold coins and, you know, sew them into your jacket. And if you made it, if you don't make it across, they're going to probably kill you anyway. But if you made it across, then you'd have these gold nuggets that you could use as currency, presumably somewhere, or trade them in or sell them or something. You could sell them for the local currency wherever you wound up. Yeah, I mean that makes sense to me, but we're not having that conversation. We're having the conversation as people who live in a free society, and as far as I'm concerned, it's an outright speculation. I don't own it, and I don't have any plans to own it, Rob.
Okay, that's what I want to hear, because you don't see any major collapse in the U.S. currency right down the road.
Rob, let me just tell you, I'm glad you said that. I don't know anybody in the world that's been more wrong about what you just said than the people who said the dollar was going to collapse. These people who have been telling people that the dollar is going to collapse, these people should hang their collective heads in shame for the bad advice they have given people. Not only has the dollar not collapsed, it has skyrocketed in value. It's the strongest currency of any major currency on the planet. Let's get Lisa on. She is in Fort Myers. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I got a question. Right now, I'm putting money in 401k, and I've been putting like $500 extra in just a savings account, and my mother thinks that I should probably put that either in the 401k or maybe put that extra money in a Roth deferral. What's your opinion about that?
Here's the thing. If you add additional money to your 401k, you're putting money together that can grow tax deferred for the future. It's a pretty attractive vehicle. If you put them and you see, it comes off the top. That's the thing. What tax bracket are you in?
Probably like 33% comes off.
Pretty valuable to you. You see, you're saving 33 cents on the dollar by doing that because you're getting that money taken in off the top. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty big deal. Whereas if you go into a Roth, you know, you're putting in after-tax money.
Right. I just wasn't sure if it's better to separate it or is it better to keep it together.
I don't think separating it is a factor. I think it's about taxes. How old are you, Lisa?
49.
Yeah, I think I would. This is a tough one, to be honest with you, but I think you can make a case for saving 33% off the top right now by putting that money into the 401k.
Okay.
And again, remember, you're making a decision here. You're not just making a decision with, okay, should I buy a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA? You're not making that decision. You're taking earned income off the top, and you're saving 33 cents on the dollar right now by using that 401k. I think I lean that way.
Okay. Do you think I should max out? And
yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Okay. My fear is, and, you know, I'm kind of new to this. I changed careers kind of later on in life, so I've been working for 3 years now as, like, having a regular job. So this kind of saving is new to me, so I wonder,
you're doing great. You're doing
great.
I just worry
about losing everything.
Time out. How are you going to lose everything? What are you investing in?
I don't know. My employer handles all that.
You don't know what you're investing in?
Well, I know, but I don't.
Well, tell me what you're investing in.
I'd have to go look at my paperwork. I just called you. I was in the car listening to you, and I just decided to call you for the moment.
I don't want you to lose everything. If your 401k is investing in something that's going to go bankrupt, like a company or something, then stop.
Right.
Don't do it anymore.
I think it's definitely diversified.
If they're investing in diversified portfolios, then yeah. That's not something that's going to go completely away. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, that was my big fear because, you know, a few years ago, not that long ago, people lost so much money.
Now, I don't want to scold you. I don't want to be harsh on you. But, frankly, you should know exactly how those funds are investing.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. So now Lisa has a homework assignment, which is to find out how the heck. I'd like to use stronger language, but it's a family broadcast. Her 401k money is being invested. That's something everybody should know. And then they don't have to drive along in the car and wonder, gee, am I going to lose everything I put in the 401k? See, that question would never come up if you knew what you were invested in, because then you would know how it's diversified, and knowing how the markets work, you wouldn't be worried about losing everything. Also, it's a good idea to have some diversification in that portfolio. You don't have to have all your eggs in one asset allocation choice. You can have a diversified portfolio. And if you have a diversified portfolio, once again, you are spreading your risk. That's what this is all about, spreading your risk. More to come. Stay with us on Money Talk.